This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you, and what a beautiful morning it is. The week before spring. The week before spring.
The day before spring.
Yes.
Although apparently it's going to be a bit delayed.
Well, everything's delayed.
Yeah, I think we might only get spring for Christmas.
Oh, tell you something. Yeah. The weather has been very interesting. And the weather is actually, they're saying there's a climate shift happening every two or three, for the last 20 years, every two or three days a year.
Sure.
So it means that we might only have winter in September.
That's very exciting.
Not a bad thing at all. Special guest in studio, Graham Watkins. Lisa Bala joins me on the line.
Morning.
And the one and only Nathan Rowe is my little Coco.
Your Coco? Is that my new nickname?
It's a little co-host.
I've been on the show so many times, I feel like I'm like your news guy.
You're the Coco host.
I'm the Coco host.
So, Graham Watkins, if there was a news... what would it be?
It would be good news. It's always good news, isn't it?
And what is the happiest thing you've heard today?
The happiest thing I've heard today is that... my kids are good. My wife is good. I didn't have to sit in traffic.
I didn't ask you about your news. We asked about the world's news.
The world's good news.
Yes.
I think that, you know.
It's got something to do with Swing City.
That's not good news. That's just general news. Yeah, Swing City's good.
Yeah, great news.
No, it is good news. No, it is very good news. I think Swing City is doing incredibly well, and I think we're really proud of our new album.
Well, the album launches tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, it launched last week, but I mean, officially, I think
it goes live tomorrow. It goes live tomorrow.
And what does it go live with?
So at the moment, we've got, I think, Beyond the Sea, which is the pre-order track, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. And then obviously, you'll get the rest of the content. And I'm not sure if there are any bonus tracks available just yet, but I know that we're working on one.
So I'll have to say, Kisses from Coast to Coast. That means obviously Beyond the Sea, beyond anything. Mm-hmm. So how does that song begin? Out there, it doesn't.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, not out there. Okay. All right. So now, Graham, that's exactly it. So now I want to hear, Nathan, by the way, because you're on the other side of the mic actually in this one. So Somewhere Beyond the Seas. That's how it begins.
Yes.
How old is that track?
That track.
It's actually very old. It was penned by Charles Trenet in France, the French version, La Mer.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Darin took it in the late 50s and turned it into Beyond the Sea.
Okay, brilliant. So have you got a backup, or are you just going to do this a cappella? Because you're going to do it right now.
Well, are we going to do it?
Right now.
Well, I don't know. Let's just see if the band's ready. Guys?
The band, there's Swing City. We've got everyone ready. Luis is on the line. No, sorry, he's going to be here later. He's just...
Oh, one, two, three, four.
What is that?
It's not just me.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Swing City launches tomorrow here and across the world.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches those ships that go sailing.
How quaint.
La mer,
that's French.
Quand il détaille en confond ce blanc mouton avec les ondes si peu la mer bis j'ai pas de zoo infini. Well, it's far beyond the stars, and it's near beyond the moon. And I know,
oh yes, I know,
beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet,
I know we'll meet,
beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before.
Happy we'll be
beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
There we go. You see that? People don't believe us. Gareth Cliff. Gareth, come here for a second. Come to this microphone. I need you for a second. Because people think that we've just played your CD or we did something.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't think that.
No, they do. They thought that was...
I'm suffering from a flu, so I'm 100% sure.
No, I'm telling you, people just think... Gareth, I just need an affirmation that you actually did... That was live. Gareth Cliff.
I'm going to testify.
Testify, Papa.
Testify.
Papa, testify.
No, I'm... guys, your harmonies are so good.
How good,
man.
Eh?
Shit.
Actually, they were pretty bad because Luisa's not here. Yeah, we're actually trying to remember his and I failed.
So good. Honestly, I mean, I've heard so much shit on this show. Alan makes people
Has anyone ever taken a shit on the show?
Alan, well, so it's just a moment. Listen, Alan brings people in here sometimes and they are awful. They really
are. No, they're not.
Really. You sing along with
them. Engelberg was very good.
And then you sing with them and it's awful. And you make them sing on the phone, which you know sounds terrible, but you do it anyway.
We're going to make Loisa sing on the phone.
And then the two of you, it's just so easy. And I mean, there's something. I love that Swing City thing.
I agree.
You've got something amazing going on there.
Gareth, thank you for the affirmation. Gareth, how was your 40th birthday on Saturday?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you have fun?
You're not 40.
Of course. It turned 40 this past Saturday.
I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting in your radio station.
So could you sing him really happy birthday? I'm dying for someone to sing it for him.
Please, man, for God's sake, it's a week ago. Move on.
Because he's not
stop
in his
it now. You're so childish.
Happy birthday to you.
This is uncalled for.
Mr. Cliff.
I think he'd prefer the black.
Like you were smashed in the head with a crowbar.
My Gargamel is a smith.
All right. Happy birthday,
dude.
Thank you very much.
I got you to a microphone, exactly.
Yeah. All right. But talk to these two. It's not often that you have them both in the studio at the same time. Make a fuss. Go.
Good. Gareth Cliff, And that's, of course, every morning you can listen to him between 6 and 9, making magic. The show is full of wonderful things. Jason Goliath joins us up shortly. We've got Swing City in studio. We're going to chat about the International Ballet Gala. That's happening soon. And what is also divine is that the Lambeth Theatre had this launch of their new book. So we can chat to Dalton Lindbergh about that. But really, it's an old institution. I think one of the oldest theatres actually in Johannesburg is the Lambeth. We'll talk about that. That's all happening today on the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. You shaved.
I did shave. I shaved for spring.
For spring?
Yeah.
You look very nice.
You should do something for spring. Maybe put blinds in. That makes no sense. It made sense with an earlier joke when Graham said, does the curtain match the carpets? And I said, I put blinds in.
The ballet gala thing, is that an aquatic ballet?
No, we'll talk to Dirk Bodenhorst about it in a moment.
Oh, okay.
It's coming up.
Isn't the gala when you swim?
You know, that's happened to you when you're in grade one and you're sitting
in
some
stripy undies and you jump in the freezing water.
Well, the one and only Goliath Comedy Club, have you been there?
I haven't, but I definitely want to.
Jason Goliath is incredible. He's on the line. Jay, are you there?
Yes.
Jason, well, first and foremost, I mean, your comedy is stretching beyond just South African borders, and what you're doing is quite incredible. Firstly, tell us about the Goliath Comedy Club and what you're trying to do there.
Well, the Goliath Comedy Club, we kind of proudly put it out there as Africa's premium comedy club. When we built the club, which turned a year old in April this year, I was just like, if we're going to build a comedy club at Melrose Arch, let's not just build a comedy club, let's try and build the best comedy club in the world. And there were a number of reasons for that. We just believe that, South African comedy is A, worth investing in, and B, that SA Comics deserve a world-class international stage, and hopefully that international stage will attract some international acts. So the club is situated, obviously, at Melrose Arch. We went all in to make it a kind of like a 360 experience. So it's not just about the comedy, but we also have a magnificent kitchen, a fantastic bakery, and we trade as Rose Cafe during the day. So, lots of restaurant customers. And then on weekends, Friday and Saturday nights, we host South Africa's best comedians. And so far, so good. If you enjoy comedy and you enjoy a good meal, trust me, it's an experience for you.
Jason, when we discussed the Goliath brand, I mean, it was used to be Goliath and Goliath, and now you look at how you've grown, and I'm happy you're saying the investment into comedy, because there's something interesting there. Look at what South Africa has proven. In terms of acting, we have Charlize Theron, and then, of course, we've got Trevor Noah, and you've worked with him, and you've done stuff, but the comedy is where it seems to be sitting in the South African entertainment world at this particular point.
Yeah, I think, South African artists in general are world class. But I think, the trick when it comes to comedy is understanding a couple of things. So, number one, we do incredibly well on lineups internationally because South Africans have a very different way of thinking. And I, I kind of blame that not only on kind of, you know, South Africa's past from a political point of view, but also the fact that we are kind of third world with a lot of first world elements. What I mean by that is when you kind of explore comedy in the biggest regions of the world, so let's go the US, the UK, we go Europe, and we go Australia, all of these territories either perform in English or French, but because they come from first world backgrounds, you find that a lot of the comedians kind of come from similar backgrounds. So they think in similar ways. Their trains of thoughts are very similar. Their subject matter and content is very similar. And what that means is when you watch a lot of first world comedy, it does become a little bit predictable. South African comedians have a lot of first world influence. So we've got a lot of Western culture that influences from a television, from a media point of view. And we understand first world dynamics. But we're definitely third world in the way we kind of hustle and the way our brains process logical thought. So I think that our stories are just so refreshing. If you look at somebody like Trevor, I mean, you know, Trevor struggled for a long time in the States. And I mean, struggled is a relative term, but to kind of find his space. And one day he woke up and realized that it's because they don't want to hear more American stories, but they want to hear African and South African stories and stories that they've never heard before. And that was the big draw card if you were in the U.S. to go and watch Trevor, and that's what kind of differentiated him. So I think that comedy at the moment in South Africa is great. Comedy in the world is becoming more like a global city. Then, you know, I don't think that a lot of... I mean, so Trevor had to move to New York to kind of put in and play on that scene where a lot of South African comedians are doing well at home. And then touring to those regions. But because Trevor's kind of opened the door and put South Africa on the map, we are now welcomed as named comedians.
Jason, you know what? We've had the serious start to this morning, and I love you for it.
What
are we laughing about? What's funny at the moment? Make me laugh, baby. Come on, make me laugh.
You know, Mr. Ford, comedians have rights. If you don't buy a ticket to a show, I can't ask you to laugh.
You don't just leave
your accountant over breakfast and say, just balance this check for me. You know what I mean? There are this basic protocol that needs to be followed. A, buy a ticket. B, come to a show. And C, then laugh. You know what I mean? But South Africans, I think that's the beauty. We all laugh about everything. And the beauty about comedy is, comedians, we don't compete. So unlike say, musicians, we don't see each other as competitors. Because comedy is a very unique art.
It's true.
Watch a comedy show,
it's really true. What do you mean, you people? Just meaning you people, like you singers, you know? Because I do have a strong
I never said you people.
I was putting words in your mouth.
I did sing it, but that is a nice one. I've got a big mouth. You thought you'd just sneak it in there and I wouldn't even notice, but I noticed.
But Jay, the thing is, and Joe Parker and those have brought the groups together because it's funny to go from a 15-minute set to the next 15-minute set. And, of course, that's what makes it work so well. And I'm so happy that the comedy club works and people are loving it. Tell me, who's on this weekend? I heard it's going to be a brilliant lineup.
Tomorrow night, you've got Nicholas Goliath hosting, your headline act, Musi Dlamini, who is just a fire young, dynamic comic. He has a lot of writing for TV, and that writing kind of translates into his stage performances. Just incredibly smart, high energy, very, very funny. A Deep Fried Man, who of course is a satirical songwriter, and just
really
adored and loved by all. One of my favorite Jewish people on the planet is Deep Fried Man. And you got Cape Town's Angel Campy is joining us. And Angel is fantastic. She's been in the game just as long as I am. And then you've got African sensation I like to call King Flat, who is just a unique, super, super smart, extremely African act who is just, so endearing and so engaging to watch. And then we have the same lineup on Saturday night, but hosted on Saturday night by Mojack Lohuku, who I think is just the best host in the country at the moment.
Jay, that we've laughed about, of course, some of the magic that you've done in your career. How's the weight loss going? Because, the show is about the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. So that's why we've got to get you into studio. How's it all going? How's the love for that body going? Because I need some advice.
Okay, I'll take some advice if you have. But I mean, the problem with my body is that even when I'm always fat and I'm very delicious at the same time, so it's very, very confusing. And I always say that I wish I suffered from like body dysmorphia. I wish I looked in the mirror and was disgusted, because I think that is motivating me not to keep white bread. But because I look in the mirror and I'm like, Alan Ford would take this down in a heartbeat, you know what I mean? It's very hard to motivate myself to stay away from the carbohydrates.
You don't understand how hot my man is. Yeah, you know it. But if I was single, I must say I could bring you down to the ground. I can't lie. It could be...
No, I feel it in your eyes, Alan. Your eyes don't lie. Well, as I like to call you, Alanis Morissette.
It could be David and Goliath, because are you that big?
Are you that small?
Sure.
You've got a few pebbles in your pocket there.
Jason Goliath, the comedian of note. Thank you, my brother. The Goliath Comedy Club rocks every Friday and Saturday night right here in Johannesburg. Good food at Rosie's, and it's happening at Morris Arch. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, go to goliathcomedyclub.com to find out more about the club and booking options, etc.
We want you in studio. Can you come visit us sometime?
I'd love to come. Just book me far in advance so that I can make it.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll chat to you, Vaughn. Right. Jason Goliath, thank you for joining us on The Unview. He is hysterical. And have you seen Goliath and Goliath?
I have. They're very good. Yeah, they were hosts at one of our events that we performed at. Well, not our events, but an event that we performed at.
And what were you performing at that event?
The Swing City stuff.
What? Like what? Is it on the new album?
It's all on the new album. Listen, the new album's very cool. Hey, it's got very interesting stuff on it. It's got a lot of mashups. So we've taken, like for example, "Don't Worry, Be Happy" and mixed it with Bob Marley's "Three Little Birds."
Really?
So very cool. We've taken "Sun in My Pocket," you know, from the Lochinvill Boys, and we've swung that. We've done some more for like freshly South African.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of South African tracks. There's "Feel Good" by Lira. We've got an Afrikaans medley,
which is a cracker.
Yeah, okay. Goes down really well.
Give me one example
of what?
Of one of the songs that you've discussed. Don't worry, be happy, because of course, spring is tomorrow, and we got to don't worry. Can we just?
Yeah, of course.
Swing City starts tomorrow. Dawn Lindberg's up next, discussing the Lambeth Theatre book launch. This is what we call live radio, baby.
I don't actually sing in this song.
Who sings the
hats? This is going to sound just like the studio version.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might wanna sing a note for note, don't worry.
And the answer is then?
Be happy.
Correct.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Bob Marley, Al.
Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry about a thing.
I wish this
was. 'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing.
All together now.
'Cause every little thing. It's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds sit by my doorstep. They're singing sweet songs, a melody's pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. I sing, don't worry about a thing.
'Cause boys, it's gonna be.
'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Yeah, man, smoking the doobah.
I sing, don't worry about a thing.
No, man, don't worry.
'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Just sing it to the bass line.
Don't worry, be happy now. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Ba-do-do-do. Ba-do-do-do-do.
Swing City launches tomorrow. It's Spring Day. On the line, Dawn Lindberg. How are you, my dear darling Dawn? The chairman of the Naledi Awards. Thank you for joining us on the line. Dawn, are you there? Dawn Lindberg. Dawn, are you there? Let's try and get Dawn on the line. Things happen.
They do.
But again, the Lambert Theatre came up. There was a new book that came out about the Lambert Theatre and the magical work that the Lambert Theatre has done.
Is it regarding the productions they've put on over the years?
Over the years, or
the history of the
over the years,
the building, or what?
Well, it's. I think it's more about the productions they've done over the years. And so on the line, we're going to chat to Dawn Lindberg. Is Dawn there? Let's get her on the line because I want to talk about this. It was a great
launch. Try and get a new Dawn.
A new Dawn has begun. We're going to talk about the International Ballet Gala. It's going to be very interesting. 11 international stars are here, 2nd and 3rd in Cape Town, and then the 5th and the 9th to the 9th in Johannesburg. And it's all in aid of also the Rhino Project. So we'll chat to Dirk Bodenhorst. I can see that he's not outside, so we'll find him, I guess, in a moment.
They should have advertised that differently.
What do you mean?
They should have said that for the ballet gala, there's going to be horny ballerinas for rhinos. I would have gone.
No, but that's how silly you are as a human. Dawn Lindberg, welcome to the show.
I can't believe she just hung up on you, Al.
I know.
Like that. That's ridiculous. Sure.
So,
it's not her, it's you.
When you're creating an album and you're putting this together, tell me how much work goes into. People don't understand how much work goes into creating an album.
Yeah, a huge amount. I mean, obviously, you know, we approach it slightly differently because we're covering a lot of things, but we need to cover it in a way that it makes it different. It makes it unique to us and our brand, you know. So that's where the hard work comes in. Choosing the songs, agreeing on the songs. We've got a huge team as well. It's not just the three of us. It's our three managers that represent us as well. And just coming together and trying to be as cohesive as possible and please everybody. That's, I think, the hardest part.
Also, the hard work in making an album comes from literally working days and nights to make enough money to record.
Yeah, that's a very expensive thing as well. And then when you, our musical director, Dave Cousins, I mean, he really wrote some seriously difficult harmonies there. So we spent a lot of time learning those and really putting those into play, which was quite a challenging. It was probably one of the hardest albums I've ever recorded, to be quite honest with you. Just technically, right. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that, and we're going to have some more music. Swing City's new album, it launched this past weekend, and it goes live tomorrow.
That's right.
And live is now a whole new concept. It's not just it hits the CD stands.
Yeah.
It means we go live.
It's very exciting, yeah. And we've made a lot of pre-orders and stuff like that as well, so it's very exciting.
Absolutely magic. The boys are in the studio. Nathan Rowe, Graham Watkins, Louisa Baller will be joining us on the line. Swing City will be chatting about that in a moment's time. Dawn Lindberg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Alan. Hi.
Hi, forgive me. You know, the gremlins in the systems. You know how it's
been.
You know, after years of radio, Dawn, and then this business that you and Des have been in, those gremlins always seem to sneak into the weirdest places at the strangest times, don't they?
They do.
Dawn, it was a very special afternoon yesterday at the Monty Theatre, with the Peter Turin's Monty Theatre, the launch of a fabulous book, all about the old shows and the memories of the beautiful things that happened in South African theatre history. Tell me about the book and tell me about the launch.
Well, we felt very honoured that when Peter Turin phoned us and asked us to host it, I think he was trying to think of really old people, or people who'd been around. And so we seemed to fit the bill. But that aside, it was absolutely wonderful. He sent me up a proof of the book so that I could pre-read it and know what shows I wanted to mention and there will be artists that were involved who performed there. And it is an absolute treasure trove of memorabilia. You know, Alan, the sad thing is in South Africa, we're not good at acknowledging and remembering our stars of the past. And they just suddenly go. As soon as they die, they're gone. And I've learned this with my 13 years of the Lady Awards. that it's terribly important to recognize the people who've passed on or the people who are retired or old and remember their glory days. And this is what this book does so brilliantly. It celebrates the 20 years that Peter Tureen owned the theatre and produced over 350 plays, reviews, musicals, reviews, and it's there. And it was an extraordinary period. But then, of course, theatre inevitably changed. The demographics changed. People weren't living around or couldn't access Durnfontein any longer. They moved out north, to the more affluent and safer suburbs, and somehow Durnfontein slipped into a kind of shabbiness. And those beautiful old theatres that were in Commissioner Street, like His Majesty's and the Colosseum, were closed long ago. So it was time, I think, that Peter realised he had to follow his audience. And that's what he did when he moved, closed the Alhambra and moved to the Monte Cassino.
Brilliant. And Dawn, were you involved in any of these 350 productions that went down?
Yes. We did a wonderful show called A My Name is Alice, which was great fun. And it starred Mara Lowe and Elsie Zietman and all sorts of, I can't remember now, Ashley Sendon, wonderful women.
Brilliant.
And so that we did at one of his smaller theatres, which was the Leonard Rain, and then later it was renamed the Richard Haynes.
Oh, brilliant.
It was renamed the Rex Garner. The Richard Haynes Theatre was the third theatre that he opened.
Richard the Third.
Yeah. In the end, Peter had three venues there, the main theatre, the Alhambra, and then, as I say, the Rex Garner, which was the Leonard Rain, and then named after, that wonderful raconteur and an actor, Rex Garner, who was one of our greats, and Richard Haynes, also one of our best actors ever in South African theatre. Who died far too young, and he died in the UK very tragically. And then Peter added a third theatre, studio type theatre, and called it the Richard Haynes.
Incredible stuff. And Dawn, the most important thing is that I'm happy you guys did the book launch, not because you've been there for so many years, but because you've been a part of raising the funds, creating the music, putting the stars on the map. And people don't realize when Dawn used to do the soirees back at her house, it was a showcase to bring people together, to listen to what everyone can do in the industry. I mean, used to feed people, everyone brought their own little drink here and there, but no one paid to go to your soirees. It was there just as a platform. And that is the most important thing, is that you've always created platforms. And that's why I think it's such an honor that you actually were at that launch and that you guys had the privilege of launching this book. What is in the book and how do we get it?
Okay. Now, so the book was given out as a gift free to everybody who was there last night. And then tonight is another event, the actual handing over of the old Alhambra, and whoever comes there, that's the cocktail party at 5:30. It will also get a copy of the book, because Peter self-publishes, and he only did 2,000 books, so they're going to run out very soon. But he did say that if any member of the public would like to have this book, they will be available from the theatre, from the Monte Cassino Theatre. I think it's 200 rand.
Which is great, so you can buy it there. I mean, you can get it at the box office.
Yes.
That's incredible.
And it lists every single production. It's got many, many masses of photographs. It is an absolute treasure trove, and this is a collector's item. It will not be done or found anywhere else.
Dawn, when you went through the book, what was your favourite, what image, or what was the story and the image in the book that jumped out at you? If there was something really special, just for you.
My best memories were, of course, of that legendary partnership between Gordon Mulholland and Rex Garner. If they were together on the stage, you knew you were in for a rip-roaring, wonderful evening. And to me, they epitomized the Alhambra Theatre. Although they were wonderful, serious plays, and marvellous people like Moira Lister and Bill Flynn and Jeremy Crutchley and all sorts of people. But it was that Rex Garner, you know, he was the master of corpsing. And you know, the audience used to wait for the moment when he would corpse his fellow actor, which for those who are uninitiated, it means just sort of make them lose their lines and laugh and just, you know, helplessly just go into giggles. And the audience just were delighted when that happened. But he was also a very serious director, Rex Garner. And also, it was a lovely little phrase that he shouted at a young actor. He said, "For God's sake, don't act. Just say the words and do the business."
I love it. Don't act. Just say did, you know, the words and do the business. For God's sake, don't act. See, say the words and do the business. Well, that's it. You either had it or you didn't have it. You couldn't really learn that X Factor. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, to me, that epitomizes everything. You know, you can immediately see if somebody's like doing the actions, going through the motions. But if you've got to embrace that character, you've got to live it, you've got to just be it. And that is the difference between an actor and just a wonderful thespian.
So, Dawn, my final question to you, besides this phenomenal book and the stuff that you and Des have been doing, you're also the chairman of the Naledi Awards, and of course you have a whole team that puts that together. It recently was on CakeNet, if people didn't see the actual award ceremony and if you weren't actually at the event. But, Dawn, what are you loving at the moment? What are you enjoying that people can see now? What's current? What are you watching?
Oh, goodness, let me see. What's on at the
Because King Kong's right starting. I mean, that
well,
should be
King
interesting.
King Kong is going to be a must-see. You know, it will be a criminal act if you don't see King Kong. It's had rave reviews in Cape Town. It's going to be opening in a couple of weeks' time at the Joburg Theatre. And it's come up from the Few Guard, where it was totally sold out. And it's a reimagining of the original story. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, obviously they keep the essence of the songs, those marvelous songs. Mm. The clouds go floating by, you know, remember that. And King Kong, and Back of the Moon Boys, Back of the Moon Boys. You know, those songs are there, but they've all been rearranged by that genius, Charles Johan Lingenvelder, and the choreography by another genius, Gregory McCormack. You know, from Riani Dance Company. Mm. So, I mean, we're going to be in for a treat with King Kong, that's for sure. And then the Evita is coming up, which is also going to be a magnificent production.
It's going to be a great production.
The original director, Hal Prince, is coming out, you know, from New York to direct it. And he's one of the greatest directors in the world that musical theatre has ever known. And we were privileged to meet him, in fact. And what a wonderful gentleman he is. So all the cast of Evita are in for a treat to be directed by him. But I'm just trying to think of what's on right now.
But I mean, also coming, the Panto is always brilliant. Janice Honeyman and the team.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Right on now, there's a wonderful production at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. And that's called Freud's Last Session. And that stars two of our
I heard it's
our
brilliant.
Actors.
Directed by Swerdler. Yes, correct.
Yeah, he's such a wonderfully a serious director. You know, he does enormous research and he directs with such care and sensitivity. And two of our best actors, Anthony Coleman and Graham Hopkins, are playing the two lead roles. And this is another don't miss play. You know, this is brilliant writing. And in fact, the performance in a book for everybody who's listening is on the 7th of September. That's going to be a benefit performance for Robert Fridgeon, you know, who suffered a stroke and is in very badly incapacitated, but doing very well. And so Daphne very generously and the actors are giving this particular performance on the 7th. Of September, and those tickets will be R200 each, and selling fast. So please go and support the play number one, because you know these good, excellent, serious plays are getting produced and staged less and less in Sydney and Johannesburg. because we're losing that kind of audience, and we must bring them back, and support this. It's one of the best of plays of the year.
Dawn Lindbergh, thank you for joining us on the line. Of course, the Alhambra Theatre is brilliant. Thank you for doing the book launch and, of course, creating your continuous magic. Dawn Lindbergh, the chairman of the Naledi Awards, and it's always great to chat to her. This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich and The Fabulous. Nathan Rowe, oh, it's always good to be with you. Have you had it? I love you clean. It's, you look so young.
Thank you. I went to Durban as well.
Tell me, don't we love Durban?
We love Durban so much.
You know how much I love Durban?
I often have this argument with Gray, and we often try outdo each other. He thinks Cape Town's better. I think Durban's better. Oh. But we stayed right on Durban North beachfront. You know, the promenades there.
I feel like I can't defend myself.
And then so we opened the windows, and you just sleep with the sound of the sea beating against your bedroom window. Basically.
So why is Durban better than Cape Town?
Okay, can I just interject? I never said that they were better. I said they both have valuable things to offer, right? I think aesthetically, Cape Town is an incredibly beautiful place, based purely on the fact that you can drive around the mountain and you go from one scenery change to another, and it really is a visually breathtaking place. But I think to live, Durban, I would live there climate-wise, and the people are very friendly.
I know.
And I like the atmosphere. The water's warmer, but I think that Cape Town, if you really were that type of person, kind of young, mid-20s, single, wealthy, then Cape Town's a place.
I'm telling you, one of the greatest people I've ever met from Durban.
Really?
On that note, I always think a love song is a part of the album. What is your favorite love song in the album?
My favorite love song is Rob Zombie's
Living Dead
Living
Girl.
Dead Girl.
Okay, no, now I'm dying to do this. Come on, we've got...
No, there's L-O-V-E, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Do you want to sing that one?
Yeah, come on, boys. Come on.
Okay. A little bit of love.
We need some love, honey. Ladies and gentlemen, Swing City.
Al, this far the way you're looking at me, I know it's for the only one I see. And V is very, very...
What is it?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary, that's right.
Well, it's even more than anyone that you adore. Love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
But boys, it goes, it's L is the way, what?
You the way you're looking at me.
At me, of course, yeah.
O is for...
For the, help me.
The only one I see.
The only one.
V is very, very...
I see, up. It's his neck and go. V is a very, very, help
me. You're gonna sing with
extra,
us now.
Ordinary,
E is
go.
A drug.
E right. Is
and stay on the melody in the chorus.
Okay.
L is far the way you... You're looking at me.
Oh, is for the only one I see.
V, well, it's very, very extraordinary. And E, well, it's even more than anyone that I adore. It's is all that I
have never sung with you before.
No. It's just very funny because everyone just
came in. But it's direct.
Okay.
Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Stay on the melody.
Love was made for me and you.
Again.
I said love was made for me and you.
Give me some more honey.
There we go.
I love it.
Alan Ford, did you use that opportunity, a radio interview, to for your own personal
for your
game?
Own burlesque.
I'm pretty sure you
show
recorded
that,
as a voice note to send to someone later.
No, not at all. I just like to keep, because it's such a memory. I want you guys just to remember how beautiful your music is.
We often need a dip. And if you can just if you can just stick to the melodies, we'll work around the harmonies.
Okay, you can play with it. Okay, yeah. Cool. Luisa Bala, we're going to get him on the line shortly. Let's try and get Luisa. We'd love to chat to him.
He's a very, very busy guy. Yeah, I mean,
it's nice to be busy. Good. It's good to be busy. I mean,
yeah, he's in meetings all the time. He can barely do any work. He's so busy meeting.
Guys, when you collaborate, who takes the lead? Who produces? How does it work? I mean, I know you've got. But I mean, do you guys sit together, create your songs?
You know,
how do you, 'cause it's three people, three independent people trying
and
to
pull this off. That right there is the core. Each person has a very unique voice, a very unique tone, and will work in certain songs. You know, Jono has a very specific type of voice. So in a more kind of groove-based jungle, I'll use, for example, King of the Swingers. I'm the King of the Swingers. He fits perfectly in that world. Whereas I've got a more kind of bassy,
croony
voice. Whereas Lloyd's got a more kind of toppy. He's sort of more aligned to the Sammy Davis Jr. style of things, you know. So we take the lead on things that best suit us, but we harmonize around that person. Mm. And more often than not, we're taking the lead and then going to a harmony, and that's where the hard bit comes. Going from harmony to lead. But you kind of know where we sit, and we actually know each other so well that sometimes we'll just be able to harmonize without even thinking about it.
One of the hardest things to actually do though is if one of us can't make it and we have to rehearse in a dip,
yeah,
then it's almost impossible because our harmonies are so kind of natural to us that they don't make sense to an outsider coming in.
Yeah,
which is exciting.
On the line, Luisa Bala joins the Swing City team as this album launched this past weekend and goes live tomorrow. Luisa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Good to be with you guys. How's it going?
It's incredible. I miss, because usually between 9 and 10, it was you and then me.
You're so right. On the Thursday. Yeah.
On every Thursday. So, yeah. I'm kind of missing you not having you around because you were here always. But, I mean, you're busy.
I know.
You're busy.
I mean, like, I used to bless you guys. I used to bless your show. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Luisa, this new album, I've got the two boys in studio.
How's
with
it, Lloyd?
How's it, guys? Awesome.
Lager.
And it must be so exciting to be able to say, tomorrow we go live with the new album. You launched the past weekend. What is your favorite song in it?
Geez, I feel like I've got a few, you know. I like, you know, Sun in My Pocket, definitely one of my favorites. I think we did this with African ones that were put together for this album, like the well-known ones that David Cousin has worked on. So like Sun in My Pocket, the Afrikaans, you know, like the Afrikaans medley, I thought it's quite, I mean, like it's quite fun. And only performing it is also quite funny as well. And then also the classical, you know, like, I mean, like the classical.
Yeah, classics, you're right.
Like,
nailed it.
like, you know, like Beyond the Sea and so on and so forth. Otherwise, you know, I think it's a really great body of work, and that all the songs work to really make this just a great project, man.
Now, you know,
I think once people listen to it, it's not a singles album, but it's sort of an album that like, can listen from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Luisa, we've had the boys singing in studio, and I think that you've got to join us in a song or something. It would be rude not to.
Oh, that's going to be weird. That's going to be like trying to harmonize with Siri, you know?
Okay, all right, then you can do. Then you can sing something alone.
Okay, sure.
Do you want to try do you want to do Smile? Because you do that beautifully.
Oh, is it? Okay, cool.
Do you need the music?
Smile.
Eh? Do you want the Siri music?
Oh, you guys have got music here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Siri, play Smile. Yeah.
Play Smile without Luisa's voice in so that
my
he can
Siri
sing
actually
it.
Started playing Smile on my phone here. Sorry. Close yourself.
Oh. This is Smile by Swing City. Album out
for
the first of September.
And here's Luisa Bala
over the phone.
Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. When there are clouds in the sky, you get by. If you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun
come shining through for you.
I've got to give you credit where credit is due, because, man,
that was brilliant. Yeah.
You were singing.
That was brilliant. Eh?
You sang to a backtrack over a phone.
On a cell phone as you're driving through Joburg.
I'm impressed. You've gone up at least four tiers in my book.
Brilliant. Louisa, yeah. Congratulations. Okay. And most importantly, all the work that you're doing across the board. Swing City, the boys are in the studio, but thank you for joining us. I know that you're very, very busy. I know you're crazy at the moment, but thank you.
No, and, but all good, man.
And of course, that's all the work that you're doing with the youth is going well. Of course, all the work that you're doing for Jesus and all that stuff is congratulations. Yeah. And keep
Jesus
going.
Is very pleased with his work.
Yeah, seriously, that's it. Keep it going. Louisa Butler, thank you for joining us.
No, awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much, Dave.
That's awesome.
Cheers, Louis.
That was really cool. That's the best cell phone we've ever done.
Yeah, definitely. And did you hear there was a delay because it takes a while for the music to get to his phone, but he was still in tune, everything. It was amazing.
It really was cool.
No, credit where credit's due. That was... I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Incredible. So
let's talk about our feelings.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling good. Thank you.
It's exciting, to be able to...
Do you know what I'm most excited about for this album? The first album for us, we were still kind of feeling our way through the dark, you know? And we were passionate about something, but we didn't quite know how we wanted to package that passion. With this album, we've really taken a lot of thought, and it's very musical. It's put together. It's like a sonically a journey. And I was thinking about it the other day. It's called Now Listen Properly, okay? And we all know where that comes from, okay? No, listen properly.
You must listen properly.
Okay. So John and I were talking about it the other day. You know, this genre of music was born in the Prohibition, when it was the only good news there was, you know. It was the one thing that people look forward to. They tune into their radios, and it was like the gospel, basically, for them, you know. And I kind of feel like we're in a very, very tumultuous time at the moment. And when I listen to this thing, and I listen to the subliminal kind of messaging that happens, we end with Paradise Road. And if you listen to the lyrics of Paradise Road...
Joy. I mean, it's got to be one.
It's
of
beautiful,
the
you know. But it's sad because it's talking about things that have ended. But it's also talking about a very positive future. And I think that's ultimately what we're trying to achieve here. Is it's like bringing goodwill and a good message to people that are, in my opinion, in desperate need of it.
Well, it's funny that you bring up Paradise Road, because I think it's the most well. It is the one of the most incredible South African written songs.
Oh ever, no, without a doubt.
Ever. But I will say the following, that going back 20 years, and you look at Gareth and my history in terms of radio, but we did an interview with that lead singer just before she passed away. Wow. And she lived in a hovel in a squatter camp, and that's how she died. She died after coming off of that. So there is something important that I'm happy that Dawn is there and you're here, and it's because we in this business need each other.
Yeah. And, you know, it's such a battle, you know, in this game, in the arts, when the economy crashes, we're the first to be cut from
anything.
Because we're basically falling the budget of disposable income. And when people don't have that, we obviously can't. And we are, as the artists, directly affected. And people are like, oh, no, you know what? Like, oh, you guys are fine, man. You know, just you guys are celebrities. And I don't like the word use of that word. There are celebrities in this country, yes, absolutely, but doesn't mean you have to stop working. You can't stop working. You ask anyone who's really made it in this country, and I guarantee you that have been involved in about five different things at the same time in order to make ends meet. And when one of those things pay off, yes, but it really is a graft, and it's a grind, man. But keep on supporting local music, because it's so important.
Put into perspective, if you were an accountant, think about every time Jacob Zuma said a speech, your salary got halved. That's basically that's what it's true, like being a musician.
Nathan Rowe, Graham Watkins, Leo Sabala, Swing City, with that launching tomorrow. I want to tell you about a special place, because, you know, we always do this, Nate.
We performed here, actually.
Kivitz Kruin.
Yeah, we have, a few times.
On the line, I've got Lucas van der Vestes. And Lucas, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. And such great news. What a beautiful spot in Pretoria, and we don't often look at great places to go to in Pretoria. And they've got jazzy Sundays, they've got beautiful food, they've got the most beautiful dam, and you guys have just taken this over. Congratulations. Tell us what people can expect. I was there recently and just went crazy for it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Alan. Yeah, we are also super excited about the acquisition and getting involved with Kiwi Skru. It's a very well-known property, and, you know, it's the Cape Winelands and Gauteng, and there's not a lot of properties that can say that. And it really boasts that feel. It's
it's just a fantastic setting. It's very relaxing, and it offers almost, you know, everything. It has 142 rooms. There's a lot of conference rooms, over 20. There's two restaurants. There's a very, very popular spa. And, you know, it's just something that's fitting very well with the face of the brand, because as I think I said the previous time, you know, we focus on large, unique hotels, and this is just a very unique hotel that caters for the corporate market and the conferencing market, but it also offers a lot for your regular guests on over weekends to come and enjoy a relaxing time.
Lucas, I thought it was absolutely superb. Why do people in Gauteng or in Joburg forget that Pretoria is a beautiful place? Because Pretoria really is.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
It's literally 15 minutes from the center of Pretoria. So it's really close. It's really just, although it feels like you're in a different world when you're there, it's really just a 15-minute drive, and it's really close, and it's a fantastic spot.
Well, you know what? We do wonderful things. We discuss places all over the country. We did Durban last week, Cape Town the week before, Joburg. But it's nice to give, of course, Pretoria a punt. And I must tell you, it's a great place for Sunday lunches. If you want to do something special, give it a crin. Congratulations for buying the property. It was nice to go. Thank you for joining us on the line. Lucas van der Westhuizen.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much.
He's the CEO of the Fair City Group. Lovely. It's a divine spot.
I'm actually going to go. That sounds like
it really is. With the kids, and they can run around. Where can you take kids to just play?
Yeah, that's a difficult thing.
No disrespect, but the Spur is like, come on, how many times can you do the Spur? You know, I mean,
no, but you know what? Like, it's
I'm not meaning no disrespect to the Spur, but I'm just saying.
But I mean, you know, often we're often confronted with this dilemma. It's like, we want to have a nice lunch somewhere with a bottle of wine, you know, talk about, you know, how your week went and catch up, because, you know, you lead very busy lives. But you also want the kids to not feel like they're inside of a restrictive ball, you know.
So go feed the ducks. Go play. You know, don't just tramp. Just go and have some fun out there. That's what. And I think people are battling to find. And Cape Town, you see, and Durban, especially Cape Town, you don't miss that. Cape Town, you can go to a wine farm. Kids,
yeah, but they've also got a walking culture there. That's something we lack. Oh, so much in Joburg. Yeah. We don't have a walking culture where you can just walk along a promenade to somewhere. You know, I mean, obviously you can go to the various parks and stuff like that, but I think, yeah, that's lovely. So
that's why I went there. I was so surprised, and I thought it was so great.
Do you recommend it then?
I do, yeah.
All right.
Have you guys been to Mall of Africa? It's quite a walk.
I hate that place. Can I tell you?
The walk.
No. I went to the African Fashion International launch, Malcolm Klok. We had them on the show.
Yes.
So I thought, well, we might have a few glasses of champagne, so I'm not going to drink and drive, because, of course, you don't do that. That's irresponsible. You know, it took me 45 minutes to find the entrance to find my Uber. They locked all the entrances. I felt I was locked inside. I couldn't get out. I'm telling you now, I'm recommending, do not go to the Mall of Africa ever. Ever. Sure. It is horrific.
Not even when all the exits are open.
No, but you don't know where anything is. T1, T21, you're walking around. It took me 25 minutes to get there. And then to try and find an Uber at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And you're locked and you're climbing up escalators. They have no clue. Whoever designed that really was on tick. I'm telling you, they must stay. They can keep that entire mall and all of Africa in it.
I think Nyalpe is more of an architect's drug.
Although tick makes you focus.
Well, I don't know what
apparently
that makes you tick. Yeah. Do not go there. I recommend go further into Pretoria. See, now, or stay in Joburg.
I just mentioned one place where you can walk in Joburg and you shut it down.
It's shocking.
Where else can you walk in Joburg?
Emerentia.
Emerentia is really beautiful.
I was actually at Emerentia the other day, and it's really a beautiful place to go.
August, the Temple Gardens, beautiful.
Yeah. August, the best thing to do is go and fly a kite at Emerentia.
Into them.
Amazing. Absolutely. Just perfect.
And you're right, the Botanical Gardens by the waterfall, it's just so beautiful. And the kids love it there as well. Yeah. And you know what? They've really catered nicely for the little ones, you know.
100%. Now, this is the closing number of the show for this beautiful Thursday morning, as we end
the closing
autumn
number.
And we so what is the song, boys? What is the song?
Well, I'd like to maybe do my favorite one. Graham and I kind of lead this number, so I also think it's a good choice, because unless you want to call Loy again and have him sing over the phone,
but I hear it,
it's too much of a mission. So do you want to hear the original version?
No, but I want you to sing it. You have to sing it. Right. This is what we're here for.
In studio.
Well, you're here. Okay. So we'll waste our time. Doesn't care.
Don't worry, Gray, I start this one.
Swing City. Album goes live tomorrow, 1st of September.
Oh, I got a sheet full of mail and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of letters and water for my throat. I got buttons on my coat, sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money on the meter and a 2x heater. Now it's getting hotter, oh no, it's getting sweeter. I got legs on my chair, head full of hair. A pot and a pan and some shoes on my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. A few pairs of socks and a door with a lock. Food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Got a nice guitar and tires for my car. I got hilarious memes and scripts for the scenes. Out and about, so I'm in with a shout. You better cash, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me, Greg.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, oh, Marie. Come on, boy.
It's been a great show. It's the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. My name is Alan Ford. Thank you, Jason Goliath, Dawn Lindberg. Of course, the guys from Kibitz Kruin. We were supposed to discuss the International Ballet Gala. It's still happening. Don't miss it in Cape Town and Joburg, happening in the month of September. It is Spring Day. And most importantly, thank you to Nathan Rowe, Graham Watkins, Loisa Bala, because Swing City goes live tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where can people get it, by the way?
iTunes, all good music stores, Apple
Musica, yeah.
Everywhere. Everybody, everywhere. My house.
Yeah, or just book the people.
Yeah, if you book us, then you get a free CD. If you book us over 150,000 Rand, you get a free CD.
We love it. Nate, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Magic show. King Kong people are coming in.
Thanks for listening. I can't wait to see King Kong.
And this is your Unview. Have a wonderful, wonderful end of autumn and enjoy Spring Day happening tomorrow.
The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.